Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Thomas Leikar, Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at Hyperwallet. Thomas, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen.
So it's been great chatting with you over the last couple of episodes on the characteristics of what makes a great on-demand marketplace truly great. And this one, I think, is probably one of my favorites because I think it is, in many ways, the difference between having a great marketplace and maybe not even having a marketplace, and that is removing onboarding friction. Friction is something we talk a lot about. There's certainly a lot of it online. But I'm curious, where do you see most of the friction happening when onboarding the workers who are providing services in these on-demand marketplaces?
Mm-hmm. So it's obviously very individual for each platform or even type of the gig, but typically each platform has two important friction points during onboarding process, which are really important. So first, I mean, there's probably going to be some sort of identity verification or background check, or as payments companies call it, KYC. And that's typically done by the gigger uploading their ID and some sort of supplemental information such as utility bill to verify their residence. And, you know, in ideal case, this would probably be all automated and it would happen in seconds. But we see that many times many of these checks fail and require manual follow-up. And people have very short attention spans. So maybe when you contact that gigger in 2 days or 3 days, they won't be interested anymore to sign up with your platform because they just switched to a competitor. So I think that's one really important piece that these marketplaces have to consider. Second one, I think, happens at the point when the marketplace is trying to collect the payout information, such as bank account upfront. And as I mentioned in one of our earlier podcasts, this is typically the step where we see most attrition in the sign-up process, where simply people drop off at that point of the sign-up form. And the reasons can be that you're targeting gigers who do not have a bank account today, but you might be also running into people who are not comfortable sharing their bank details with you. So there's definitely many things that can happen in the onboarding process that these platforms should consider.
I would imagine, though, that authenticating the worker is pretty important, and eliminating the friction from that step is both desirable from the standpoint of the marketplace and the worker, but certainly critical to do properly. How do you solve for that?
Absolutely. I mean, you cannot do payments today without doing KYC. I think the improvement or the reason why we always try to advocate for our processes in this environment is you can learn as you go and you can design your KYC processes to reduce this friction. So what we see is that most platforms will ask for too much information up front, even though they only really need very little to start with. You probably just need a name and the address of that person. And then as they start making more money and they become a higher volume gigger on your platform, then you can step up your requirements and you can ask for more, and you can also set different requirements by country and payout type. But the trick is you shouldn't scare people off in the beginning and start asking them when they start making money, because then they will have much more incentive to actually give you that information.
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't know why a lot of e-commerce players don't do the same thing, because it's, you know, you've shopped the site, you've filled your basket, and then you have to go through this horrible process to actually pay for something that you've already expressed an intention to buy. I think it's very good advice in this area as well. But in your experience, what do most marketplaces miss when they are thinking about onboarding their workers? What do they miss that should be so obvious for them not to miss?
I think there's one very easy fix to the payout experience that most of these marketplaces miss, and they always start with requiring either a PayPal account and they simply send you those earnings to your PayPal, or they require your bank account information up front, right? And that's actually not the most frictionless way how to onboard new giggers. So what we usually design for them is a process that integrates some sort of branded prepaid card to quickly onboard these giggers. You can issue this prepaid card as part of the welcome package, so you can actually send it in mail even before that person becomes active on your platform. And you need very little information to issue this card to your giggers. The other advantage of these cards is that you can send payouts in real time. So the minute they complete the ride with the car sharing company, or the minute they complete the stay with someone like Airbnb, you can send them the payment to that card in real time. And these cards, they really work for everyone, right? They work for banks, underbanked, they increase loyalty, they improve economics for the marketplace, and they also allow giggers to still have that flexibility to take the funds and move them to a bank account if they wish to do so.
Interesting. Is there the kind of worry over churn and turnover? I would imagine that there is, but what's the relationship between minimizing friction and getting someone on, and then kind of investing in building their relationship with the marketplace, only to have them leave, you know, two or three months mm-hmm. later? Is that a worry?
It is definitely a worry for most clients that we see, and I mean, the reality is that most people in the sharing economy really work with multiple platforms, and they sort of test and try, and they see where they make the most, they see where they like the experience, and where they get treated well, right? So I think the one piece where these platforms can get much, much better is really learning how to work with loyalty and increasing loyalty and the share of time that these giggers spend on their platform. And I think coming back to the card mechanism, I think that's one of the great ways that we have seen how we can improve loyalty, because suddenly you're giving them a branded card that improves the brand of your marketplace, but you can also tie it to certain incentives and loyalty benefits, right? So you can say, if you complete a task's worth of $100, then you can get a $10 credit for Starbucks. And then you go in with the same card, you swipe in Starbucks, and you immediately get the credit. Or you can do discounts at selected stores. So for drivers, you can say there's a 10% discount at this gas station if you complete 5 rides. So it really becomes interesting at that point, because you're able to incentivize activity and reward your pays for it. And at the same time, they know that it's very simple for them to get the rewards. You're not conditioning it by other things. They simply have that card, they go to the store, they swipe it, and it's done.
It's interesting, because I would imagine that for a number of these on-demand workers, these gig guys, that this is kind of extra money. It's not their full-time thing. So being paid in a prepaid card like that is kind of this is my on-demand income, and they use it the way that they want to use it. And then having the ability to, as you say, provide incentives or to mm-hmm. attach special offers and promotions just makes it more interesting. But even if you had a bank account that you wanted, you know, ordinarily have other payment deposited to, having this other card, which kind of aggregates or separates mm-hmm. this income from other income, may also be quite desirable.
That's exactly actually what we're seeing in the market, because these giggers really think about it in most cases as a supplemental income. So we have commission sales force where it's mostly women who are trying to keep that income sort of for themselves, so separate from the family funds. Or we see drivers who just drive for one of these car sharing companies simply because they're trying to save for a new car, or actually one driver mentioned to me that he was doing this just to save on for a new boat. So it's different use cases, but I think people like the notion of having separate funds, and they like the notion of receiving those funds in real time, so they can almost after every day or after every ride that they complete or every task, they can see the income coming into their private bank account.
How open are the marketplaces to taking suggestions about how to remove friction? Do they know it's a problem?
They know it's a problem. I think it takes them usually sometimes to realize that source of many of these problems is actually the payments experience. So they oftentimes try to optimize on the app experience or customer support. But at the end of the day, when you ask freelancers and gigers what is causing the most anxiety in their gigs as compared to full-time jobs, it's always down to payments. Payments is the most difficult part, and there are marketplaces who have great payments experience, but it took them a long, long time to figure it out, and they had to invest a lot.
Interesting. Well, Thomas, as always, this was a fascinating conversation and about a concept that, as I said at the beginning, it's not just important for a great marketplace. It may be important to defining whether there's even a marketplace to have, because if you make it too hard for suppliers to actually join the marketplace or the platform, they won't. It's great again to have you as my guest today. Thanks very much for your insight throughout the series.
Thank you, Karen.